So it's on Mondays, you have this absolute treasure trove of comments from the weekend shows, generally speaking. And of course, because you've got literally more than 24 people running for president, it's just fabulous, the number of people out there. But I want to start with your favorite and mine, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because she is of the belief that somehow if you're a waiter or a waitress or you're in a service industry, especially in the food industry where she was a bartender, that somehow that's on par with forced servitude. Indentured servants are no better off than those working in the service industry as a bartender or a waiter, as a waitress. In fact, it's awful. In proclaiming the absolute horror of this industry is AOC. After all, if you didn't know, they're being taken advantage of almost constantly. And frankly, really, it's your fault. Listen to this. It's bite number 5, AOC, your favorite. Go.
It is so real, the amount of exploitation and harassment and labor violations that you will endure for the sake and the structure of tipped work. I remember working in restaurants and, you know, you would have someone say something extremely inappropriate to you, or you'd have someone touch you. And the thing is it would be the 28th of the month, the 29th of the month. And the first of the next month was rolling right around and you had a rent check to pay. And so you were more likely to stand up for yourself and to reject sexual harassment on the 15th of the month or maybe the 10th of the month when you could pick up an extra shift to make up for telling that guy to go buzz off. But on the 28th of the month or the 29th of the month, you will let that person touch you because of your economic desperation. You will take that dangerous shift.
You know, it's just, Ivy watched that, and she has worked in nice restaurants for a number of years while she was going to college and so forth. And I said, what do you make of that? She goes, that's a complete and utter garbage. You know, she said the difference is that I set boundaries. Nobody touched me inappropriately and got away with it. Didn't matter if it was the 28th month, the 2nd month, it doesn't matter. Well, I would let them say inappropriate things and touch me inappropriately if it was late in the month so I could make my rent payment. Hello, what planet do you live on to think that people are that stupid? At any rate, that's the latest complaint from AOC. We've got more, don't worry. But I want you to hear some other things that are so telling, just so telling. I want to go to bite number 8. I want to jump ahead because John Delaney is a Democrat congressman running for president. You've never heard of him. Neither have I, but he's one of the official candidates, right? So, over the weekend, California's Democrats all got together. They all got together to celebrate what it's like to be a Democrat. You don't have 8. Is that what you said? All right. Where are we? All right. So, we'll get to that. We haven't gotten to that one yet. But the point being is this. The California Democrats have gone so far afield to the left that when he talks about anything that deviates from the mainstream talking points of the Democrat Party, he was soundly booed. And so was John Hickenlooper. And so were other Democrats. Guys that said, well, you know, Medicare for all is not a great idea, not a great policy, not a great talking point, not a great political idea. Oh, man, they got booed. They got attacked on the stage right there. They just got run right off from there. Kirsten Gillibrand was on Fox News over the weekend talking about how the NRA is profiting from, you know, the destruction of America through guns. And Elizabeth Warren was on the radio defending herself against being Pocahontas. So, all right, we've got 8. I want to go back there. I want to show you this. John Delaney. John Delaney is a congressman. I'm not even sure what state he's from. I don't really know who this guy is, but I know that he's one of the official candidates. And he gets up on stage and he says, listen, this isn't a great idea. Listen to how the Democrats in California react to this guy. Go.
Medicare for all may sound good, but it's actually not good policy, nor is it good politics. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. 100. We should have universal health care. We should have universal health care. We should have universal health care. We should have universal health care, but it shouldn't be a kind of health care that kicks 150 million Americans off their health care. That's not smart policy. To have health care, but it's got to be a plan that works for every American.
I don't think he was winning that conversation. I think he was not winning that conversation. Yeah, and here's the problem with that. The inclusive Democrats, the ones that are open to conversation for all, you deviate from one talking point, and that's how you get treated. Here's what I'm telling you. Watching the reaction in California to these Democrats saying, you know, Medicare for All is not a great policy. It's not a great idea. Not good politics. Not good for us as a party. And he gets booed off the stage, does this Congressman John Delaney. And it goes to show you that the Democrats have been taken over by the far left-wing fringes of the party. There is no mainstream Democrat Party anymore. Listen to that. That's the California State Democrat Convention. That ought to be enlightening. Man, it's Monday. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.